Now, if you say you have altered it, and now that you have forgotten the exact instant it was made and the character of it, it, of course, then can persist. Because you can look at it all you please with your first look, you might say, and it won't vanish. Don't look at it, however, with your second look, because it'll be gone. Again, you will have duplicated it. A perfect duplicate. The definition of a perfect duplicate is creating a thing again in its same time, in its same space, with its same energy, mass, motion, or continuance. Now, that's a perfect duplicate. For instance, if we looked here at the front of the room, saw an object, we would simply have to look at it and conceive ourselves to have made its exact duplicate or counterpart, which is to say, conceive ourselves to have made it. Just conceive ourselves as creating it. In other words, just no more, no less than that. And, of course, we'll get rather thin. But to some who are having a rough time with conditions of existence, it will get brighter and brighter and brighter, and then get thinner and thinner and thinner. And it'll disappear for one. This is a curious thing, but is immediately subjected to, and can be subjected to, a very exacting proof. All right, now let's look at this very carefully, and let's look at what reality is. Reality is a postulated reality. Reality does not have to persist to be a reality. The condition of reality is simply isness. That is the total condition of reality. Now we get a more complex reality when we enter into the formula of communication. Because this takes somebody else. We have to say we are somebody else now viewing this, and that we don't know when it was made or where it was made, to get a persistence of the object for that somebody else. But let us say we just more or less accidentally go into communication with somebody else, and we have an argument, that is to say, a chitter-chatter back and forth about what this thing is. If that other person perfectly duplicates exactly what we have created, it will again disappear. It doesn't matter, really, who created it. He only has to assume that he created for it to disappear for him. In other words, he has to duplicate it in its same space, same energy, same mass, at the same instant it was created. And it'll disappear for him. So you and he had better alter this thing which you made so that you both can perceive it. And then we get what is known as an agreed-upon reality. And that is an isness with agreement.